Welcome to the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host and lifestyles weight management specialist, Kim McPherson, along with my co-host, Dr. Wes Ward. This podcast is designed to provide insight into creating a lifestyle change proven to help you lose weight. Throughout this podcast, we will also discuss the different topics within the health and weight loss industry, as well as health conditions related to obesity. Not only will this podcast be informative, I promise you it will also be fun. So stay tuned and thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the A Way to Lose podcast. I am your co-host, Kim McPherson, along with Dr. Wes Ward. And today we are going to talk about intermittent fasting. Now, intermittent fasting is an eating plan that switches between fasting and eating on a regular schedule. Research shows that intermittent fasting is a way to manage your weight and prevent or even reverse some forms of disease such as obesity and diabetes. So what exactly is intermittent fasting? Many diets focus on what to eat, but intermittent fasting is all about when you eat. With intermittent fasting, you only eat during a specific time. Fasting for a certain number of hours each day or eating just one meal a couple days a week can help your body burn fat. And scientific evidence points to some health benefits as well. Even 50 years ago, it was easier to maintain a healthy weight. John Hopkins dietitian Christine Williams explains, there were no computers and TV shows turned off at 11 p.m. People stopped eating because they went to bed. Portions were much smaller. More people worked and played outside and in general got more exercise. Nowadays, TV, the internet, and other entertainment are available 24/7. We stay awake for longer hours to catch up on our favorite shows, play games, and chat online. We're sitting and snacking all day and most of the night. Extra calories and less activity can mean a higher risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and other illnesses. Scientific studies are showing that intermittent fasting may help reverse these trends.
You know, Kim, I love the point about how things were so different 50 years ago, and you didn't sit up watching television late into the evening or into the early morning hours. You typically went to bed earlier because of that. And you know, so often people might say, well, you know, but time has changed since then. And, you know, all this is available. Well, just because it's available doesn't mean you have to use those things and still engage in those activities, you know, live like it's the 1950s again, especially if it makes a huge difference in, you know, your weight loss and your health. You know, so how does intermittent fasting work and how do I do it? Well, there's a couple different ways that you can do intermittent fasting, but they're all based on choosing regular time periods to eat and to fast. So you might try eating only during an 8-hour period each day and fast the rest of the time. Or you might choose to eat only one meal one or two days a week. And so there are different schedules that you can use when it comes to intermittent fasting. You know, after hours without food, the body exhausts its stores of sugar and starts burning fat as a fuel source. And this is referred to metabolic switching. And so intermittent fasting contrasts with normal eating for most Americans because we tend to eat throughout our waking hours, right? And if someone's eating three meals a day plus snacks and they're not exercising, then every time they eat, their body is running on the calories that it's consuming and it's not burning up the fat stores. And so kind of the example there is every time you get down to you use a quarter tank of gas, you go fill up again, right? Well, you do that. That's what's happening every time you eat a meal is you're adding those calories back. So the body, though it keeps burning what you're giving it, hopefully it's not burning up anything that's already stored. And so that's one of the things that, you know, we want it to do is to burn up that stored energy or stored fat. So intermittent fasting works by prolonging the period when your body has burned through the calories consumed during your last meal and begins burning more fat. So, you know, what are some specific plans you can follow? Well, you have a couple options. But before you jump on the intermittent fasting bandwagon, right? And before you say, okay, I'm going to go look at a plan and go do this, be sure and talk to your primary care provider first to make sure that it is safe for you to do intermittent fasting. And if they say, you know, that's fine, I think it's be healthy for you, then you want to pick out a plan. So you can either pick out a daily approach or kind of a weekly approach. So the daily approach, you restrict your eating to 1, 6, or 8 hour period of time each day. So a lot of people refer to this as the 16 and 8. So you eat for 8 hours and you fast for 16. And a lot of people find this easier to do when it comes to intermittent fasting, to just decide, okay, for 8 hours today, I'm going to eat and the rest of the time, I'm not. So that gives me an 8 hour window to eat. Another approach is what's called the 5-2 approach. And this involves eating regularly 5 days a week. And for 2 days of the week, you limit yourself to 1, 5, or 600 calorie meal. And an example of this would be if you choose to eat normally every day except Monday and Thursday. And those would be the days on which you only eat one meal. So the longer periods without food, such as 24, 36, 48, our fasting periods are not necessarily better for you and can be dangerous. There are a lot of people who will try to go longer periods, but going too long without eating might actually encourage the body to start storing more fat because it believes you're starving it. So if you're looking at intermittent fasting, you know, make sure you either go with that daily approach of 8 hours of eating, 16 hours of fasting, or the 5-2 approach where you eat normally 5 days and then 2 days a week, you only eat one meal that day. So what does research say about intermittent fasting? Well, a couple things. It tells us that it obviously can be very beneficial, but it can take some time for your body to adjust to it. And so you might feel kind of hungry or cranky, as Kim calls it, hangry. You might get hangry a little bit while you're getting used to this routine. But the research studies on intermittent fasting are showing that if you can kind of make it through that 2 to 4 week adjustment period and stick with the plan, people tend to feel better. And that kind of helps them stick with it because they get through that adjustment period and they feel so much better on the intermittent fasting that it makes it easier to adhere to and to stick with.
Absolutely. So the next thing I'm sure you're wondering is, what can I eat while I'm intermittent fasting? During the times when you are not eating, water and zero calorie beverages such as black coffee and tea are permitted. During your eating periods, eating normally does not mean that you go crazy. We can't binge because we're hangry. You're not likely to lose weight or get healthier if you pack your feeding times in with high calorie junk food, supersized fried items, and treats. When you are intermittent fasting, you still want to eat nutritious foods such as fruits and vegetables, whole grains, leafy greens, healthy fats, and of course, lean protein. So I did want to share with you also a tool that will help you. I've actually checked it out myself that can help you with your fast. And it's called Fastic, F-A-S-T-I-C. And it is an app that you can get. They have a free version and a paid version. So obviously with the paid version, there's going to be more tools, more access to things. But for the free version, it does what I need it to do if I'm using it. And what I like about it is the fact that once you set up your fast, it sends you reminders that you are during your fasting period. It's time to come off your fasting period and it's time to eat. And you can set that schedule to what works best for you. And it will remind you to, and you kind of, you have to mainly kind of go in there and hit the button so that it, the app knows, yes, I have started my fasting period, or yes, I'm confirming that I'm starting my eating period. That just helps you stay more accountable, keeps you mindful and on your schedule, your routine schedule for the fasting.
So one of the things that people might ask when we're talking about intermittent fasting is if I do the 8-16, so I fast for 16 hours and I eat for 8, do they go ahead and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner during those times, Kim? Or typically do they skip one of those meals? Can you talk a little bit about what that might look like?
So the thing is it depends on your how much time you're giving it, obviously. So if you are going to do the 16-8, then you could definitely squeeze in a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So you fast in the, you know, in the evening and throughout the night, which a lot of that you're sleeping, you know. And so if your 8-hour window is 8 to 4, then you could definitely do a breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you choose to do that. I do encourage you, though, that if you choose to do that, that you do something more of a smaller meals. So definitely smaller portions, smaller meals, because you don't want to overeat your calories, as we've been talking about. So I would encourage you to do smaller meals. A lot of times people that do this, sometimes because it's a shorter window, it's 8 to 4, they may only do 2 meals and a snack. I tend to, if it's a 16-8, I tend to just kind of, for breakfast, I kind of just kind of do coffee. And then I'll kind of have a lunch around 11 and then eat an early dinner, only because one of the other reasons is I usually get to do my workout in the morning. And I don't like to work out with food on my stomach because it sometimes can make me nauseous. So it's really kind of, you have some flexibility with that. If you want to do 3 squares, you can. If you want to do 2 meals and 1 snack, that's fine. Now, on the one where you're doing more of a 20 fasting for eating, that kind of thing, you're probably really just going to have a meal. I encourage you that if you do that, you know, if you want to save it, if you decide what meal you want to save it for, but you'll have a 4-hour window. So there's nothing wrong with, once you come off that fast, you have a snack, a healthy snack or a protein bar or something like that. And then towards the end of that period, you have your meal, just because that will sustain you longer throughout the fast if you save that meal closer to fasting time. And I encourage people to do that on a 16-8 as well, so that you're sustained through that. If, like, for example, on the 24, I save it for dinner. So I'll jump on, my fast will end at 3:30. So I'll probably have a snack then, and then we eat dinner around 7. So then my fast starts back at 7:30. So that'll sustain me through the evening. So I'm not wanting to snack. I'm not hungry. And then I go to bed. It's usually tougher during the day than it is at night for me, as where that's concerned. But you do have flexibility in how you want to do this. But I do encourage you on a 20 fast, a 4 eat, that you really try to limit it to one meal and maybe a snack. Because again, you don't want to gorge yourself. You don't want to binge a lot of food and a lot of calories in a short period of time.
Excellent. You know, I just think sometimes it's helpful, you know, to kind of talk through that so that folks have an idea of, hey, this is what that looks like. So real quickly, what are some of the benefits of intermittent fasting? Well, we've kind of talked about that. One of the best benefits is that you burn fat during those fasting periods. And when, you know, that change occurs with that metabolic switch that we mentioned earlier, so that you're switching from burning up the sugar in the carbs and calories you're eating to burning up the fat, it has a real positive effect on the body and the brain. And keep in mind, intermittent fasting looks different for everybody. So one, be sure and talk to your primary care provider before ever starting intermittent fasting. And if you start having problems with it, if you notice I'm having really bad headaches or I'm feeling nauseated or I'm having some other problem, be sure and talk to your primary care provider about it. But oftentimes when people kind of get to that metabolic switch where they're burning up some of that fat, you know, they tend to feel better. They have more energy. They don't feel as fatigued. So there are a lot of benefits there. So hopefully this is kind of giving you some more information about exactly what intermittent fasting is, what you eat, and then how you can make it work for you. But like we said, always talk to your primary care provider first. So don't forget, we have started our first cohort of group coaching. You can jump into that group at any time. So if you're out there listening and say, you know, that's great, you've talked about intermittent fasting and that sounds really intriguing to me, but you know, I don't know where to start though. I've been trying to lose weight and I just feel lost. And I've tried a half a dozen times and I've gained it back and I just feel lost. Reach out to us. We would be glad to talk to you about either group coaching or our individual one-on-one group or individual coaching. So you can learn more about those at our website, www.awaytolose.net. And you can even reach out to us through the website. And that's one of the easiest ways, is just fill out that contact form at awaytolose.net. And then we'll get back in touch with you and set up a call to talk more about group coaching or individual coaching, whatever it is that might fit best for you. And when you do go to that website, we have a free gift there for you. It is our weight loss success guide. It'll help you kickstart your weight loss journey. So you can download that from the homepage of the website. So just click on that little button in the middle of the page, download your free weight loss success guide. It's our gift to you, and use that to kickstart your weight loss journey.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope this episode provided valuable information to help you along your weight loss journey, and we'll see you next week.
I have something really exciting to share with you. What if I told you that you could get a free peek inside of our private weight loss coaching program? You would get to experience firsthand how our coaching goes during the program. Well, for a limited time, and we have limited spots available, we are offering a free weight loss coaching session. So you would have an opportunity to sit down with me for 30 minutes over the phone. And we would talk about your weight loss journey and see where you are and provide you tips to move you forward. It is a free coaching session. There's no catches, no gimmicks. All you have to do to sign up, I'm going to provide a link in the description of this podcast for you to click on, and it will take you straight to our scheduling site. So you don't have to fill out a bunch of lengthy forms or anything. You just have to schedule your appointment and provide the information necessary that we need so that we can contact you. As I said before, space is limited. We only have, you know, we're booking up, so we only have, we only have certain spots open right now. And this is only for a limited time. So if you would like to get the opportunity to experience firsthand a weight loss coaching session for free from me at A Way to Lose, then click on the link in the description of this podcast and sign up now. I'm not kidding. These people are already taking advantage of this. So these spots are going quickly. So sign up now and get your spot filled. Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. We hope that you gained valuable insight that will help you along your journey. To learn more about our weight loss program and to schedule a free consultation, please check out our website at awaytolose.net. That is awaygh-tolose.net. And don't forget, you also download your free weight loss success guide today.